You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and WTW, that's what we say on this day of the week, isn't it? Yes, we're halfway through, and welcome to Wednesday. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, and we're just about a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's show, and we're looking at people who've got birthdays for today. How about this one? Alicia Gray was born on this day. The year was 1835. An American electrical engineer who co-founded the Western Electric Manufacturing Company. Now, he's best known for his development, believe it or not, of a telephone prototype in 1876, and is considered, by some, to be the true inventor of the variable resistance telephone, despite losing out to Alexander Graham Bell for the telephone patent. He is also considered to be the father of the modern music synthesizer.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There's a great version of Small Town Boy Corsa by Bronski Beat that was released back in 1984. Not that particular version, because you probably noticed the orchestral backing there. That's together with the symphony orchestra, the symphonic version of Small Town Boy. This is John Cicada on The Breakfast Show. If you go, is what it's called. If you do, well, you're just going to leave me lonely, aren't you, really?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Your lipstick stains
I tell you what, there's one way of getting to work in the mornings. On the train. That is Train and Soul, that sister. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just coming down to about 15 and a half minutes. And that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. So, well, the other way to get you to work is, well, get you in the shower, right? So, there we go. Right, let me see, what have I got for you? Oh, young heart, are you young at heart? Don't have to be young, just young at heart. Young heart, run free.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
Saturn and Young Hearts Run Free. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Out you get and on your way. Make sure you put on some aftershave or something like that, especially if you're travelling on the metro. Be nice to everybody. Right, so there we go. Canon Saturn and Young Hearts Run Free. We've got guests coming in. Well, also, I hope. I'm not sure. I haven't heard yet whether Andreas is coming in this morning. but it's all going to be about the movies. And in the last hour today, we're going to be talking with Jamie Newball. He's going to be coming in and having a chat with us about what he's doing in the movie that's just coming out. So I'll tell you more about that as we get closer to the time. Meanwhile, here on The Breakfast Show, let's go dancing.
It's a world party. I got to get to them girls shortly. Hey, it's bound to kill up. The five-star general along with the high come Mr. Jimmy Cliff. Keep dancing, we ain't gonna be stiff. Along with the legendary cool in the gang. It's like old school, new school in a song. Don't get me wrong, my forefathers bring it more hard. Yeah.
Yes, Cool and the Gang featuring Booty Killer together with Jimmy Cliff. Yes, Jimmy Cliff's actually in there somewhere. I guess that's helping him see clearly now. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 25 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news and some of the little bit of business as well. With Supertramp and Give a Little Bit.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Edinburgh Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana. No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje no tome, drinkiq.com.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and lovely to have you with us this morning. It is Wednesday, if you've just joined us, so WTW, 2nd of August, and the time is 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news for this morning, efforts to hold Donald Trump criminally responsible for attempting to overturn the 2020 election were gaining steam as the former U.S. president prepared to face federal charges in a Washington courtroom on Thursday, while Georgia state prosecutors look poised to issue their own charges in the coming weeks. Trump, the front-runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, was indicted on Tuesday on 4 counts, including conspiring to defraud the U.S., obstructing an official proceeding, and conspiring to deprive voters of their right to fair elections. Russia attacked Ukraine's main inland port. This is across the Danube River. And this is Danube from Romania on Wednesday. Now, this is sending global food prices higher as it ramps up its use of force to reimpose a blockade. Ukrainian Defense Ministry said a grain silo was damaged in the Danube port of Izmail in the Odessa region. Ukrainian grain has the potential to feed millions of people worldwide, the ministry wrote on messaging platform X. The port across the river from NATO member Romania has served as the main alternative route out of Ukraine for grain exports since Russia reintroduced its de facto blockade of Ukrainian Black Sea ports in mid-July. And Poland said on Tuesday that it was rushing troops to its eastern border after accusing Belarus, Russia's closest ally, of violating its airspace with military helicopters. The Belarusian military denied any such violation and accused NATO member Poland, one of Ukraine's most fervent backers in its conflict with Russia, of making up the accusation to justify a build-up of its troops. Belarus leader Alexander Lukashenko had earlier taunted Poland over the presence of Russian Wagner mercenaries near the joint border. Traffic was lighter than usual on Wednesday and some streets deserted. This is in the Gurugram business hub south of the Indian capital of New Delhi, as authorities said the death toll from 2 days of Hindu-Muslim clashes in the region had mounted now to 7. The violence erupted during a religious procession by Hindus in the Muslim dominated Nu district, that's N-U-H by the way, Nu district on Monday, resulting in the death of 4 people, including 2 police personnel, and around 60 people were injured. North Korea has offered a very brief response to the United Nations command about a U.S. soldier who dashed over the heavily guarded border with South Korea on the 18th of July and was immediately taken into custody, the Pentagon said on Tuesday. However, Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said that North Korea only acknowledged the United Nations command's request for information about U.S. Army Private Travis King and stopped short of offering detailed information about him. Niger announced overnight that it was reopening its borders with several of its neighbors. This is a week after a coup that had been condemned by foreign powers and raised fears of a wider conflict in West Africa's Sahel region. A huge billboard raising awareness of sexual abuse by clergymen was put up overnight in Lisbon, just hours before Pope Francis was due to arrive in the Portuguese capital for the world's largest gathering of young Catholics. The event comes less than 6 months after a report by a Portuguese commission that said at least 4,000 815 minors were sexually abused by clergy, mostly priests, over 7 decades. The commission in charge said, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. Pope Francis promised on Wednesday to continue to stir things up in the Catholic Church as he moves on with reforms and changes that could leave a lasting legacy. Francis's trip is taking place in the shadow of Portugal's huge clergy sexual abuse scandal and criticism of soaring costs of the event. China on Wednesday dispatched thousands of rescue workers to Zhuzhou, flooded city, over 600,000 residents. This was southwest of Beijing. This is as the remnants of Typhoon Doksuri continued to wreak havoc on swathes of the city twice the size of Paris. And global shares, they tumbled, and Treasury yields dipped on Wednesday after ratings agency Fitch unexpectedly downgraded the United States' top-tier sovereign credit rating. Fitch cut the United States by one notch to AA+ from AAA, citing fiscal deterioration, a decision announced after the Wall Street close on Tuesday. The news hit global stock markets, taking Europe's Stoxx 600 index to a two-week low. It was last down 1.4% by 9:14 GMT today. U.S. stocks are also set to open lower, with Nasdaq futures down more than 1%. U.S. 10-year Treasury yields were down 2 basis points, while the U.S. dollar was up just 0.2% against a basket of peer currencies. The downgrade basically tells you that the U.S. government spending is a problem. It's an unsustainable budget situation because the economy can't even grow its way out of this problem going forward, said Stephen Ricciuto, our U.S. chief economist at Mizuho Securities. Therefore, they're going to have to either tackle it or accept the consequences of potential further additional downgrades. Oil prices surged on Wednesday, trading near their highest levels since April, buoyed by crude and fuel product inventory data showing robust U.S. demand. Brent crude futures for October were up 44 cents, or 0.5%, to $85.35 a barrel. That was by 9:49 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude for September climbed 48 cents, or 0.6%, to $81.85. cents a barrel. 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and there we go, that's our look at some of the international headlines and some of the business news for this Wednesday morning.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let
With Jerry D.
Say you want to find me. Just remember when we lie to each other. No one will dare lose us. We reflection will show this connection we can lean on each other. This is all we need to know.
Bye.
And there we go. We started off with the Bellamy Brothers and To Love Matt Fine. Oh, I can't see the name. Here we go. The Bellamy Brothers and Let Your Love Flow, of course. The Bee Gees following on there was Still Waters Run Deep. It was written by Barry and Maurice Gibb. It was the third and final single issued from their 21st studio album, which was called Still Waters in 1997. The recording and production of songs were assisted by Hugh Padgham, and the song became the album's third top 20 UK single as well, peaking at number 18 on the UK singles chart. Also got to number 57 on the US Billboard 100. Let me see. Got a couple of, got a few good mornings this morning. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Ed. Good morning to, Mary Lou this morning. A couple of requests, coming up. Let's start off, shall we, over in Athens, in Greece. And, this is from Renee, getting us up to date on what's happening there. She says, good morning. It's happy hump day today. The doorbell rang this morning. It was an electrical worker to inform us that tomorrow they will be replacing some wires in our street, so they will have to turn off the power for a bit while they do it. And they went door to door up our street to let everyone know. Wow, impressive. It is, isn't it? They let us know here when the power goes off. Well, it just goes off, so we know. And you hear the old generator starting up. Yeah, that's pretty good. They do that in, mind you, can you imagine if they had to go, well, they don't, because sometimes they do, don't they? They let us know, they go to the building and let the concierge or what know that the power might be going off. So, yeah, we do, I must admit, we do it sometimes. Anyway, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you, Renee. It comes from Bruno Mars, Count On Me.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. You'll always have my shoulder when you cry. I'm never say goodbye.
'cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah.
There we go, going out to Renee. Renee and Rick, they're both over there in Athens, in Greece. Hopefully the weather out there is improving for you. Get a little bit of cool. Because, you know, when they come to fix the electric cabling, no air conditioner again. Bruno Mars, Count On Me for Renee this morning. Also, a very good morning to Ed. Ed Versailles, good morning to you, Ed. This is, hi, everybody. Hope you guys have a great day ahead of you. I'd love to listen to Play It Again. It's by Luke O'Brien. He says, thank you very much. You're more than welcome.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM and FM, XM too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it again, play it again.
Oh no, here I go again, falling in love again. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand. Oh, 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 Diane. slowly slipping through your hand. Whoa, 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 Diane. Whoa, whoa, Diane. Talking about Diane.
Yes, oh, Diane, that comes from Fleetwood Mac. And don't forget, still to come on this morning's program, after the news today, well, in the second hour anyway, we'll be checking with Ingrid. Also, Andreas is going to be with us talking about a movie called Haunted Mansion. And also, my last hour this morning, I'm going to be joined by our special guest, and that is Jaime Goodball. He's going to be chatting with us about his career and the movie that he's been in as well. So that's all coming up on this morning's program here on 89.3 Cool FM. So there, yeah, we got Andreas, and then we have got Jaime in the last hour this morning. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is just a song before I go, but I'm not going yet.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 6431-0419. Got that? 6431-0419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando manejen otoño, drinkaquí.com.
Watch my silver glide, but if-
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast
We've
Show.
We've already said
two tracks that you may or may not remember. We started off with The Birds and Going Back and The Moody Blues. Yes, believe it or not, that's how they started out. Moody Blues, and that's called Go Now. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 22 minutes after the hour of, after the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at the clock upside down. Time to check.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yans, how you doing? Pump, 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 pump. Yes, it is. Well, yesterday I got my luggage out and I started putting things together for my little travel to the Estados Unidos. And I wasn't looking when I was moving around the bed and I knocked my toe against the bedpost and I think I broke it. It's beautiful black and blue. It's just lovely color. I've forgotten how beautiful and how painful a broken toe is and how little you can do for it when you have it. So, yeah, that kind of SOX socks. That didn't happen either. So you've got to deal with that. And I'm wearing shoes has been a bit of a problem. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do for a little while. I guess I'm going to be wearing flip-flops and stuff like that. But, you know, I can't wear the normal flip-flops. You know the flip-flops that separate between your toe? I have to do the ones that wrap around your whole, you know, metatarsal kind of thing because I'm short one toe. So it makes it a little difficult to wear flip-flops. Always have had a problem with flip-flops. But if I get the kind like slipper flip-flops, those are better. Like, I always have to shop in the men's store for flip-flops or slippers, things like that, because they never have them for women. They don't make women's slippers without the, you know, flip-flops without the one in the middle for the toe. I know it's weird, but it's kind of important for me because otherwise I don't get to wear them. Sandals, covered toe sandals. That's got to wear those all the time. But, yeah, I was obviously barefoot when I did that, and that was not a good choice.
Yeah, I like walking around in the house with the bare feet because the tile feels good. It was a nice, beautiful, cool day yesterday. We never got more than above about 85. I don't know how you guys did it in the city, but we were staying about 85. We had a couple of showers off and on, and it keeps the place cool down. And dang on, it does water the plants because they're looking good. I'm going to have to go out and pick them eggplants. They're hanging some beautiful, what do they call it, mullion? I can't remember the Italian word for it, but eggplants are getting ready. So, packing it up, going to travel tomorrow to the city. Hopefully you guys stay off the road tomorrow. Today, the cook's going to go in to the dentist, so watch out, Coronado. Okay, you guys be safe, and I'm going to try to be safe too. No more breaking toes. Okay, back to you in the studio.
That is Lisa and Cold Jam and Head to Toe. And Ingrid has sent me a picture of her toe, so no breakfast for me. It does look painful, I must admit. So, don't make it worse, Ingrid, all right? If you put it in a shoe, it might be a bit painful. Right, it is that time on this morning's programme.
The best time. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, Andreas. Good morning. Sorry, I was expecting somebody else.
I was falling asleep right now. At least Lisa and some other person in the cult jam were rocking me to sleep. I swear to God, my eyes were like...
It happens.
I don't know. I don't like Lisa and the cult jam.
Why
whatever
not?
That is.
Why not?
Well, first of all, dumb name. What kind of name is that?
A bit like Andreas Clemente.
I'm sorry. Andreas Clemente is a beautiful name. It's full of mercy and rhythm and just a great sounding name.
All right. In future, do not smoke before you come here.
I agree. I was falling asleep. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Andreas. How are you?
Good.
Have you had a good week?
I've had a good week.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very productive yesterday, which is important. It's incredible how having a productive day makes you feel better. Doesn't make you feel tired. Makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least me. When I have an unproductive day, I feel tired. I feel draggy. I don't know.
Is that why you were falling asleep?
Well, today was not productive. Yes, listening to Lisa and the Cult Jam was not productive for anybody.
You finished?
I don't know. I'm surprised that I was falling asleep with a song.
No, you're normally here. You're normally nodding off. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so what... by the way, I went to see Barbie.
You did not enjoy it,
not
I
really.
Hear.
Yeah, well, it wasn't
my sources.
It wasn't the fact that I didn't enjoy it per se. It was the fact that it's been so hyped. I was expecting something funny, really sort of funny and not silly, but it was silly. And
but I said it was very silly. It's silly. It's silly comedy.
But it's not even really funny.
I disagree. I found it.
That's because you
very
took,
funny.
That's because you took your Barbies with you.
I did not. I took my wife, which is a Barbie in my mind. That's what I'm saying.
Where's that shovel? This movie you're talking about today, Haunted Mansion.
Yes,
I've not heard of it.
This is a little under the radar because it's been a very packed summer of really big hits. Like Barbie's going to be a billion-dollar movie. Nobody expected this.
Mm,
and
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and Mission Impossible and Oppenheimer and everything, superheroes and Fast and Furious franchises. It's been a packed summer. So Disney gave Haunted Mansion an August release date, which normally is not great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of blockbusters arrive in August, but Disney did. And it's based on the Disney World ride. Have you ever been to Disney World or Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the Haunted Mansion?
Mm-mm.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yes, I think we did. Yes, we did. That's where you have all the ghosts flying
correct,
around.
And you were like in a little car and you go, yeah.
Mm.
And when you walk into the house, the ceiling rises up and, mm-hmm. and there's pictures.
Yeah, yeah. No. I did, yeah.
Well, Disney wrote a movie off of this. And by the way, wrote a second movie. This is the second movie.
Uh-huh.
They tried one in 2005 with Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
It was not good.
No.
That's
a slap in the face.
It was mediocre.
It was a slap in the face.
Really. And now they remade it. Somebody else wrote it. Somebody else directed it. Has no connection to the first one. It's completely brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pleasantly surprised, Jerry.
Because you weren't expecting much.
I was not expecting much.
You see, the other thing is, when we go to see Barbie, we've been told that we've got a lot of things, great things to... And I certainly didn't see any Academy Awards in there.
Oh, you'll see a nomination, probably.
Yeah, probably a nomination.
No, some. You're going to see probably Best Director, Best Screenplay...
Best Paint Job.
Best Actress, probably. Production Design, for sure, like... Behind the line, like production design and costume, you're going to see
What I did like, and Christina did as well, was the way that everything was done exactly like the toys, the houses and everything. You know, it was fun, but it wasn't... I don't know. I think because it was hyped so much...
Well, get ready to see some pink Oscars, my friend, because we're going to get them. I promise you that. Keep in mind, also, the Oscars is a TV show and wants ratings, and they want stars, and they want to put movies, nominate movies that people saw.
Uh-huh.
So they're, and, uh-huh. and uh-huh. again, I think you are underselling Barbie. I think Barbie was a great achievement, given the fact that it's just a doll and they created this whole story and a lot of messages and a lot of great messages in the story.
But that's again, you see, there's one thing I don't like. I don't like being preached to in movies. And I'm, you know, it's always like when you had the American sitcoms and you had a, there always has to be a moral. I don't need a moral.
You're okay. Immoral.
You know, I don't need that kind of sort okay. of, you know, it's a, yeah,
You were...
It certainly wasn't a waste of money.
By the way, here's one thing interesting. I love people when people know I talk about movies in the show, and they always ask me about movies to recommend and stuff. And also, when they ask me, have you seen this film? And I normally say, if I haven't, I have it, but don't say anything. Here's the thing, when everybody does this, and they're like, no, don't worry, I won't say anything, I won't spoil it for you, but it's good. Or, it's bad. And you're like, that is saying something. That is creating an expectation. And for you, you heard so much about Barbie. And expectations, yeah, your expectations were incredibly high. So it was very hard to match those expectations. If nobody would have said anything and you would have shown up to that movie blind, you would have probably enjoyed that movie much more and been
surprised.
You're
probably right. Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah. If I'd just gone to see it to be entertained, yeah, I would have gone away quite satisfied. But I was told, well, you know, the jokes are so funny, it weren't.
I think it was, they were smart. I know it sounds weird, but the how they approached that movie and seeing the legacy of that toy and the amount of things that line has done. I'm talking about they've had to deal with body image issues, with diversity issues, with creative issues. They like the actual toy line, and incorporating all those failures and successes into the movie and into the storyline, I think it is a very creative way of approaching it. Honestly,
that's okay. My take. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. All right. Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Directed by Justin Simien, starring Lakeith Stanfield.
Justin.
Huh?
Justin.
I don't know. I think it's just Justine. I don't know.
Well,
I
gotta check it out. You wrote it.
Fair enough. I might have made a mistake. We'll check that later. Anyways, the Keith Steinfeld starring Rosario Dawson, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stellar cast.
That's a good crew.
Stellar cast. Mm-hmm. Give us a plot, Jerry.
Okay.
Here we go.
A single mum named Gabby hires a tour guide, a psychic, a priest, and a historian to help exorcise her newly bought mansion. This was after discovering it was inhabited by ghosts.
There you go.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh.
Interesting enough,
yeah,
I...
Sound effect.
You let me know ooh. When you're done, yeah.
Ooh.
Anyways, interesting enough, I went to this movie not knowing if it was for my daughter or not. I decided not to take it because my daughter is not the most courageous of girls, let's say that way. So I did not take her, and I'm glad I didn't because it might have been a little too scary for my 5-year-old daughter. But I think in the around 8 to 10, it's it's right perfectly for that for that. Okay.
Okay.
Positives right now. Lakeith Stanfield's funny and incredibly heartfelt performance elevates the film. It's amazing how a great actor can really elevate a otherwise maybe mediocre dialogue or script. Like, this guy really has a presence on screen, really can give any character a lot of pathos. I was so impressed by his performance. Did not expect it at all. The whole cast has great chemistry. It feels a bit like the Scooby-Doo gang. They really are. That with Danny DeVito being the crazy historian and Tiffany Haddish being a psychic and also a little off-key. Like, it's really a different group of personalities and even comedy traits coming together and actually blending in well. I enjoyed it. Some very funny comedic beats from all actors, standout being Tiffany Haddish. And I put that in there because I'm not a Tiffany Haddish fan. I think she is repetitive. I think she does the same thing every time. And in this one, they kind of honed her in a little bit. She was a little more subtle with her comedy. She did have a few typical Tiffany Haddish moments. But I found her incredibly funny. She had the best lines in the movie. And her character really worked for me this time. Okay. Young actor Chase Dillon stands on his own around all the film's veteran movie stars. He plays the little kid. Obviously, as I mentioned, you saw the cast. It's heavy hitters, people that have been in the industry for many, many years and been in many, many blockbusters. This kid held his own. He was there. He had a really great performance. It was emotional. It was genuine. I enjoyed him. I think he was really good. Special effects look amazing at times and dated at others. It had a little bit of a mixed bag, special effects-wise. But it's really hard to nail like special effects and ghosts and make them look real. And in this movie, they didn't make a huge effort to try to make it realistic. And at some points, it looks really, really beautiful and looks really well done. And at some points, it does look very CGI-ish, which I'm not a fan. The film has a great adventure and mystery story. It's not the first film, if anybody remembers the Eddie Murphy film. It's a typical Disney movie of a family going into a house and they get haunted and they gotta discover what's going on with the house. And when they discover and they solve the mystery, they're free to go. And this is more about... It has a similar premise, but how the cast or the group of people came together to be in the house, and the mystery is not just is not just in the house. It's also in the town, and like I've it's such much more an adventure story. I really enjoyed it. It's not too scary. This is important. So it's fun for the whole family. I think it's key on this. It is a little bit scary. Like, your young kids will get scared at times, but if you're there, they'll feel safe. They'll enjoy it. They'll have some laughs. There's no gruesomeness at all. It's just some boos and some ha's, and let's go. Ben, played by Steinfeld, has a great character arc that can be heartbreaking throughout the movie. Obviously, it's a testament to the actor's performance that such a serious subject like grief can be so effective in such a silly film. And that's just incredible. The movie's silly. The movie is a Disney movie made on a Disney World ride. And his performance is so heartbreaking at times that it grounds the movie. It gives it a lot more depth. It raises the stakes. And I was just very impressed by him. Some good production design to make the classic Disney's Haunted Mansion. People remember Haunted Mansion. It's been a ride at Disney forever and ever and ever since since we were... I think it's like one of the original rides. It's really, really dated. And people remember the glow ball with the face inside, or the statues moving, or the look and feel of the house. And they remade that, and it looks beautiful. I was really impressed. And New Orleans is the perfect setting for a ghost story. I don't know if you've ever been to New Orleans, but it's very old-timey house. There's obviously a lot of voodoo life in there. It's really great for a haunted story. I'm a fan of that setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do the negatives?
Let's go with negatives real quick. The villain is forgettable. By the way, the villain is played by Jared Leto, which is surprising. I had no idea he was in this movie. But he's forgettable. He's a ghost, obviously an evil ghost. But, yeah, he's there. He does some things. Jamie Lee Curtis is horrible, I'm sorry to say, but I'm sure she would like to take back that performance. She was so over the top and formulaic. Jamie Lee Curtis is a mixed bag. I'm talking about Jamie Lee Curtis, who just won an Oscar for her performance in Everything Everywhere All at Once. And then she appeared in probably the best show in years called The Bear in a great episode. And she was having a little bit of a renaissance, and now she does this movie, which I'm sure is not going to be a great hit, and her performance is just... ugh. I was not a fan. Rosario Dawson phones in her performance. She plays the mom. I think she's not connected at all, so there's no chemistry between her and her kid. Like, you don't feel the motherly love at all in that relationship. Her chemistry with Lakeith Steinfeld is so-so. Like, she was probably the weakest link of the main cast, in my opinion. The third act is very heavy on the CGI. It takes away a bit from the story arc and high stakes for our characters. You know me, I'm not a huge fan of huge CGI. It just takes, if it's obvious, it takes away. And the third act is full of it. Obviously, big, big things happen with ghosts. And that's when the CGI really comes in. And Owen Wilson and Danny DeVito's characters are there for punchlines. Completely one-dimensional. Which sucks. I wanted to be a little more character development on both those characters. Mm-hmm. We didn't get them. They're there for laughs and one-liners, I guess. But hey, they got paid. They enjoy themselves.
That's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Final comments, or you want music?
We'll take a piece of music.
There you go.
And then we'll be back.
This could be the last time. That could be the fault line slipping away. This could be your last line. Care about everything you say. This might be the last ride. Every road could fall right under our feet and sink into the ocean. This will be a lost street. When you open your eyes, it's light. Nothing's big.
There we go. That is Twin Shadow and Saturdays, a song recommended by Andreas.
Yeah, man. You see, I never fell asleep on that one. I love that song. That song brings me up, puts me in a good mood. Did you enjoy the song?
I did enjoy it.
It's a good song.
Yeah, nice one. I'll check them out.
That band is interesting. They mix a lot of, because that one sounds very 80-ish. Like, it has that 80s vibe. And he does a lot of those, like, different genres kind of songs. Mm-hmm, he has one that has a little bit of reggae and stuff like that. He's really good.
When I was listening to that sort of thing, because you get a lot of music coming out. But, I mean, that could have been released, as you said, in the 80s or even still 70s or whatever. That's what I say, music now doesn't have any... It's like fashion. We wear what we want.
Agreed. It's cyclical,
and music is the same. Music is music. And there's great music. There's some good music made today. And there was some really good music made in the past. So
there you go. Yeah, I'll send you some songs from them. I back One of my favorite things back in the day was like find new musicians and new music and try to go. I've stopped doing that, and this is the only band I've like started to check it out.
I sort of rummaged around. I came across a guy the other day who was quite good. Can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I've got it here somewhere. Let me go back to music. But I sort of take a rummage around. Lloyd Cole is his name. And but what I do is I go to the site where I buy my music, and then you've got the albums. And the first track either makes it or breaks it. I either forget it or go ahead. If the first track is good, then I look at the second one and then the third one. And what I don't want to hear in an album is songs that are all the same.
Agreed. For me to really go, I give it to the chorus. Like, give me a chorus. Give me an earworm of some sorts that I can really get into. If not, I move on.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. And anyway, let's take a look, shall we, at the
final comments. Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Not really a run to the movie theater kind of film. It's not. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not. Don't stop anything you're doing, like Oppenheimer, and go to see this on the big screen. But it can become a Halloween tradition for many families. I believe so. It has that potential.
Mm-hmm.
To be one of those movies that, hey, we want to watch something on Halloween, not too scary for the whole kids and everything. This is, I think, a great film, and it will have legs for that. It's a very creative film based on a Disney World ride that is just scary enough, funny, and has some grown-up moments that will entertain everybody in your household. Enjoy.
Good.
Yeah,
all right. There you go. All right, good one.
Final comments.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Of course, always.
You like movies, so...
Yeah.
You remember Mary Poppins?
I agree, course. The great Julie Andrews.
So, Mary Poppins was traveling home, but due to worsening weather, she decided to stop at a hotel for the night. She approached the receptionist and asked for a room for the night. "Certainly, madam," he replied courteously. "Is the restaurant open still?" inquired Mary. "Sorry, it's not," came the reply. "But room service is available all night. Would you care to select something from this menu?" Mary smiled and took the menu and pursued it. "Yes, I'd like some cauliflower cheese, please," said Mary. "Certainly, madam," he replied. "And can I have breakfast in bed?" asked Mary politely. The receptionist nodded and smiled. "In that case, I would love a couple of poached eggs, please," Mary mused. Well, after confirming the order, Mary signed in and went up to her room for the night. The night passed uneventfully, and the next morning Mary came down to an early checkout. The same guy was still on the desk. "Morning, madam. Did you sleep well?" Yes, thank you," Mary replied. "And what's the food to your liking?" "Well, I have to say the cauliflower cheese was exceptional, but I don't think I'd had better. But shame about the eggs, though. They really weren't that nice at all," replied Mary truthfully. "Oh, well, madam, perhaps you could contribute these thoughts to our guest comments book. We're always looking to improve our service and would value your opinion," said the receptionist. "Okay, I will, thanks," replied Mary, who checked out and then scribbled a comment onto the book. Waving, she left to continue her journey. Well, curious, the receptionist picked up the book to see the comment that Mary had written. "Super cauliflower cheese, but eggs were quite atrocious."
What a huge setup for that punchline, brother. That took like 20 minutes. Was that 20 minutes?
I think getting it was over there, yes. That's the abbreviated version. Because we didn't talk about what she did with her umbrella.
It was a longer
there's a longer version.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Where'd you get that? Somebody wrote that?
From a friend of mine. An Air Force buddy of mine.
There you go.
Super cauliflower.
Super cauliflower
cheese. Eggs quite atrocious. Something like that.
There you go.
Anyway, that's my type of humor, you see.
So Barbie was
bless
that.
You. She's sneezing.
I know.
She's allergic. You better go.
To that joke? Probably. I get that.
So tell me, I mean, you were talking about, you know, some movies coming. What's this coming? There was one I saw.
Yeah.
The trailer before Mary Poppins.
The shark one. I'm sure you're going to talk about
that. No, that was a lot of
bullshit. That's stupid.
No, that's stupid. I love the dogs.
The stray dogs one?
That's my kind of humor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that premiering soon? I have no idea.
It is. It's coming out soon. So, that was...
Okay.
That was,
I'll put it on my dog to check it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, but perhaps we could go together, dear.
Really?
As long as it's here at cinema.
I don't care, man. If I can get you to the movies with me, it's one of my biggest goals. You know, Jasmine knows. I've been trying for years. And I think I made it happen once. So I'm in, man. You just let me know and we'll go.
But I'll check it. But yeah, that sort of
Stray Dogs. Okay.
The thing is, it's really quite crude.
It must be. It's not for kids.
It's not for kids.
It's going to be very, very, very vulgar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Not like Mary Poppins.
Are you because it's interesting. There's people that really like poop jokes. Like people are you that kind of person?
No. And funnily enough, normally that would have put me off going to see it.
Okay.
But the context of it is sort of
super important.
It's like I don't like music that uses the F word in it. But there are some where it actually fits in.
Agree.
Like Amy Winehouse uses it because it's not gratuitous.
I agree.
What's her name? Alan. She did one. Was it?
But Lily Allen?
Yeah, Lily Allen. Yeah. But then again, I still normally try and avoid playing them. But normally I would have seen that would have put me off. But I don't know, it was just quite funny.
Interestingly enough, that movie is going to struggle because it is very in need of promotion from its stars.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the voices are Jamie Foxx and Will Ferrell, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And which are huge stars. And because the actors are on strike, they are not promoting that film. They're not promoting their work. And that movie's going to premiere and probably will not get seen by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly.
Yes, you're probably right.
It's a huge issue. Right now, a lot of movies got pushed, mm-hmm. meaning they were supposed to premiere during the fall season. And because their stars cannot promote the film because of the strike,
mm-hmm.
they got pushed the next year. And so now, we don't know what we're going to get this fall season, Oscar season. Nobody knows what's going to happen to the festivals that are starting up. Like Venice Festival,
I must admit, I'm on the side of the actors on this one.
I think they have a point. I think, obviously, it's the same thing with the writers. They're shooting
super
high.
If you make a movie, you make a movie. The terms are, the more the movie is shown, the more you should get paid.
The more popular the film, mm-hmm. the more mm-hmm. Royalties you should get. And the streaming formula right now does not work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Because these are private companies, they are not transparent with their numbers. And so nobody knows how many people actually see something. And that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the AI thing is ridiculous. Like, what the studios, apparently, their first ask, what those studios gave them first with AI was the behind the cast people, the extras, can get scanned, work for a day, and they can use their image in mm-hmm. perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I mean.
Yeah, right.
It's a little harsh. I think they got to meet somewhere in the middle. At the same time, I don't think neither the writers or the actors are going to get exactly what they want, because what the actors and writers want is what they had in the 90s and the early 2000s, but that's not happening.
But this is what I'm saying. Are we moving away now from going to a movie because a particular actor is in it? I don't think we are. I mean, you're going to turn around to Tom Cruise and say, yeah, okay, we're going to pay you this much. Well, it'll have to be an extremely large amount of money to pay him. But then you don't get any kudos, you don't get any extra because it's made them a fortune.
But wait, you're saying that an actor does not bring people to the movie theaters?
No, as what I'm saying is, have we got to that stage then? If they're going to treat the actors like that, that we're going away from going to see a movie because a particular actor is in it.
Here's the thing, I think we are very close to that moment. If you think about movie stars that actually bring people to the theaters, it's dime a dozen nowadays.
It's not like it used to be. Talking of which,
back in the day, Will Smith opened every movie to a huge number. It doesn't happen anymore. Yeah. Johnny Depp, same thing. Like right now, I think it's maybe Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, and maybe Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of other people. Maybe Julia Roberts, maybe.
I tell you what, talking about actors, today is the birthday
of who?
Of Peter O'Toole.
Didn't he die?
Look, just because you die doesn't mean to say you don't have a birthday.
I disagree completely.
He was born on this day in 1932.
Super fair, but...
So you want to see his...
What?
CV.
Yeah, I agree. He's amazing. Yeah.
British actor gained recognition as a Shakespearean actor with an English stage company. Now, before making his film debut in 1959, he achieved international recognition playing T. Lawrence in Lawrence of Arabia. That movie is a classic.
Agree.
For which he received his first Academy Award nomination. He received 7 further Oscar nominations for Beckett, The Lion in Winter, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, The Ruling Class, The Stuntman, My Favorite Year, and Venus, and holds the record for the most Academy Award acting nominations without a win.
I know.
He won 4 Golden Globes, a BAFTA, and an Emmy, and was the recipient of an Honorary Academy Award in 2003. Honorary. So, I mean, but they're the type of people in those days. You would go to a movie to see
to Peter O'Toole. Yeah. Kirk Douglas, another one. Like, there's a bunch of
people. Yeah, no, absolutely. Then there's Sean Connery.
Great.
I mean, funnily enough, he was Bond, but he was able to outgrow that. I mean, he was able to get away from being James Bond. I mean, some of his movies were very, very good after that.
I agree. For example, James Bond nowadays does not get sold by the actor. It gets sold by the story, by the script, by the quality of the film.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Daniel Craig. It could be the new guy that's coming in.
And I think I think they've lost their way anyway.
I disagree. I'm a huge fan of the Daniel Craig series, but we defer on that.
No, because they've moved away completely. For the original thing was supposed to be funny as well, and they just now it's just another
it's an action movie.
It's just another Tom Cruise type movie.
I agree.
And you don't have the fun with all the gadgets and the cars and the
which
is what we used to go and see James Bond for in the old days.
Yeah,
that's how they got away with changing it so many times.
I'll give you that. But
have you seen The Outlaws?
The one on Netflix? Mm-hmm. I started watching it. I hasn't finished. But I can't review it. I saw 10 minutes and I had to go to sleep.
But 10 minutes is enough.
It's not.
Actually, there were some good little lines in that.
I remember you told me. It's on my queue.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we got to go. Bye.
There you go. Take care, brother.
And you.
Bye bye.
Andreas Clementi with us. Always great when he's spending time with us here on The Breakfast Show. The time right now, if you missed the news at 8, got it for you at 9. By the way, Christopher Bowden, he got our supercalifragilisticexpialidocious straight away. Okay, he got that. Thank you, Christopher. For that, after the news, I'm going to play your piece of music. Bribery. So there we go. Time for the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed, hit that sweet running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Find a little thing and I followed her all night in a funky fine Levi's and her sweater's kinda tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. Now what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh
thank you.
Now go out and get yourself some thick black frames with the glass so dark they won't even know your name. And the choice is up to you, 'cause they come in two classes. Rhinestone shades of cheap sunglasses.
That's going out to Christopher this morning. Christopher Bowman's ZZ Top and Cheap Sunglasses. And again, thank you for getting my Mary Poppins joke. We are 18 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come on this morning's breakfast show, we've got Jaime Newball coming in to chat with us. Actor extraordinaire.
Thank you. along with me. You won't see me putting up a fight. Look at me, look what you've done to me. Never let me go after tonight. This feeling that I feel, I don't wanna hide. Candlelight is how I like to see you say my name in the darkness. It's not the same, so come and kiss me before the sun goes down. 'Cause in the darkness, it's not the same, it's not the same. Up next to me, a lifetime, forever and a day. Stay with me, don't let our memories take from us the love we have today. This feeling that I feel, I don't wanna hide. Candlelight.
way. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you're there.
There we go. First of those two came from Jack Savoretti, and that was Candlelight, and followed on there Niall Horan and Nice to Meet You, which is rather apt because it's very nice to meet our guest in this hour, this morning's program, Jaime Newborn. Good morning, Jaime.
Good morning.
What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation, and nice to be here.
No, we saw the movie the other day, and yes, but have you seen this movie? I said no. So, well, Jaime, you know, he's in Panama, he's Panamanian. So I said, right, let's see if he'll come and chat with us.
Yes,
and here you are.
And here I am.
Tell me, how did it all start for you? Was it something you aspired to from a young age?
I was a kid, you know, you always wanted to play and do characters and dream about the big stage and things like that. And it was until when I was in the university that I had the first opportunity. I went to some theater class, and it haven't stopped, you know. It's more than 20 years that I start my adventure in the theater. I start first in theater, and meanwhile, well, I used to try improve, you know, get more techniques and more about the knowledge of theater and acting and everything as much as I could get hold of. And in the way, I start to try to do acting in front of camera. And, well, with good result, but just,
because it's such a totally different technique, isn't
it, to
stage.
Yes.
I mean, because they'll do sort of pieces out of a movie, all completely out of order.
Yes, yes.
And yet, when it all comes together in the end, you really wouldn't, well, that's editing for you. But
Everything can happen. It's totally different, the acting for in front of camera than theater, you know. It's theater is life, it's what it is, and it everything have, you know, it start here and it ends here. And in camera and in movies and things like that, it's work, like how you just said, we will work on the last scene, and then afterward the middle one. And then afterward we come back here, and it's sometimes crazy. Yeah. But it's a challenge.
Yeah, we're going to do the last scene today. Well, I'm not doing any more then, because it's over, isn't it, really?
Yes. No, and what happened is, you when that moment comes, you already have everything in place, you know. Your character, what is the purpose, what the scene is going. You have everything already laid out, but it's difficult sometimes, because when you start from the back...
Also, it's also the mood, isn't it? You're changing your mood or the...
I personally sometimes get in conflict with, because it's like, okay, I did this. But then next day, the mood or the emotion or where the character is coming from, it's always like did this one match the correct way, or maybe if I did this before, then maybe the result would be different over here. So sometimes it's just take the risk and just go for it.
I mean, the key to me is what you said just now. You know, 20 years and it hasn't stopped.
Yes.
That's an accomplishment. That's a big accomplishment for an actor.
I'm starting to get in, to embrace it, because I enjoy the ride, you know. I have been enjoying all the ride and all the experience, and without no regrets, you know.
Sure.
So nowadays, when it comes that I have to look back, it's like, wow, 20 years. Yep, 20 yep. years, you know, it's there's a book. There is something going on there. Yeah. So, yes, I'm very proud of the way how everything have worked
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely, I mean, because you were, I see how things have sort of changed, because you were Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
You were in there as the barman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm the only one that could rough, you know, I don't know, it's the like, que quieres? Yes. James Bond and Daniel Craig.
I mean, that was I went to see some of that when they were filming over in Cologne, over at Sherman.
You was there?
I went over to have a look, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's quite something. They haven't mentioned who the new Bond is going to be yet, because although they killed one, they're going to have another one.
Yeah.
Have they called you yet?
No, they haven't called me yet. No, James Bond was a very good, nice experience.
Mm.
I think that experience also opened the eyes, you know, to all that is behind, you know, a movie and the sets and the cinema and the production stuff. And I think that was the moment when I decided and says, you know what? I want more of this. I don't know how I want to get it, but I want more of this.
I'm getting hungry.
Yes, because look, at that moment, well, I had done one or two production for TV here.
Mm-hmm.
Small budget, you know, with all the limitations. But when I had the experience, because we was in Cologne for that scene, the one that I did in the bar, and it was out of my mind. They rent and block off the whole square, or say a whole neighbor, just to do the scene. You know, they did things because you have money and you have the budget, you know.
Uh-huh.
And for that scenes, we think we work like four nights to do all that sequence. But it involved a lot of things, you know, extras, the set design, food, everything, and it was such an amazing experience. That was the moment when everything opened and changed for me, because I said, hey, yes, I want to be here. I want to be here, and I want these kind of a project, you know. I want to work in this.
Daniel Craig, move over. Jaime's here.
Well,
and so, because the latest movie, which is Sound of Freedom, how did that come about, Jaime? Tell me, it was something like this, and you know, the experience you're sort of getting as you go on. Do they call you, or you have an agent that gets you going?
At that moment, I belong to the book or the part of the actors in Creando Panama, which belongs to Geneva Cárdenas.
Okay.
She's Panamanian, and she have been working as actress and also as cast director and productions. You know, some of these productions that come from outside. So she have this book, agent book.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, because this was around 2018, So at that moment, we had relationship with a casting director from Colombia.
Okay.
And, well, we decided to put together all my resume, my reel, and my photos and things like that. And, well, I sent it to him and says, you know what, here's my material. Anything? Well, we are more than welcome if you think we have any possibility. And luckily, it was not many time after when he contacted her and tell her that she wanted me to he wanted me to cast for a part in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we start out the process. You know, you have to do a self tape and you have to send the information.
Right.
And then a time have to pass, and well, we receive the call and they says the director is making a call back. So when that happened, I went to Bogota. I meet directly with the director.
Mm-hmm.
And we gone over again the scene that he asked me to cast. But still, I didn't have any. It was not like, okay, yes, you belong to the project, you know.
Well, so we'll let you know.
Don't call us. We will call you. Yeah. So it went like that, and it was not very long time before, you know, after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when they give us the news, I was part of the cast from Zone of Freedom.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And is the whole thing, I mean, you mentioned, I mean, I know Andreas, who I mentioned was talking, he actually went up just before the pandemic, unfortunately, to Miami, and he cast for a TV series. He's still waiting.
Yes. Well, if this happened before the pandemic, and they haven't called,
probably not going to happen.
No. I think you have to give like maybe like a month and a half or something like that to you know. My experience now is I would do a casting. And I will send the material, because nowadays we do a lot of the self-tape casting.
Right, right.
You know, they send me the material. I have my wall at home, my camera, my lights and everything.
Right.
So I do my scenes and I send it. Yeah. And after I send it, it's just like, okay, you go ahead and do your work.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you stay like
waiting,
it gives you a lot of
anxiety,
you know.
I can imagine, especially if it's something I really want this one, you know.
Yes, but I have the idea that the most important thing is to do the casting.
Right.
For me, it's more like because that gives you
keeps you up there,
keep you up, and it help you to develop, you know, like to be more critic about your profession, because every time I do a casting, it's like, okay, I like this, maybe I can improve in this, maybe I start to work the characters from a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So that always, the exercise always helped me to be more in prepare, you know, to be prepared. And I think the most valued thing about the casting is that someone is looking at you.
Sure.
For me.
Sure.
So it's, I do the casting to get the role. That is my goal. Mm-hmm. That is my intention. But if I don't get it, I know that there is someone looking at me. So that put me in the game, even though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have an expression. As long as they're talking about you, you're all right.
Yes. And it's very important for me to continue building up that. You know, I know there is an opportunity. I know there is a role that's coming for me, and there is something bigger waiting there, you know. So it's just something to keep on going with the training and be prepared. Just be prepared for that.
Absolutely.
And about what you asked, yes, I have a agent, because after the experience of Zone of Freedom, I really start a relationship with Colombia, mm-hmm. between Panama and Colombia.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's very important for me, for anyone, to have an agent, you know, a manager, okay. who knows all the people anyway.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me your role in Sound of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. I love
yes, it. I'm a guerrillero. It's they call it the guerrillero. You know, I'm in the middle of the in the jungle.
A guerrilla.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in Colombia, and I'm part of the bad guy. You know, I'm the second hand of the. I have my boss, and then I'm the second one,
uh-huh.
yes.
Uh-huh.
And, well, it's a little bit hard how to tell the character because it's most in the end part of the movie,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because Tim Caviezel, his character, Jim Ballard, Tim Ballard, is going after to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
A girl, you mm-hmm. know, so it's there.
This is based on a true story.
It's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we are in the set of the bad guys, and well, thank God, the character of Tim Ballard gets right. there and able to rescue the girl.
Mm-hmm. And we were saying that you know, Eddie, when you came, because when you sent me your photo,
yeah,
and I learnt it. There's a baddie.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, yeah, that's what I seem to,
yes.
to get.
It's very... I went through that, you know, in part. In these 20 years, there was a moment that I was like, gosh, I'm not going to get this principal role or this because I'm too bad. But then afterward, I just changed the idea, you know, changed the way I thought to look on this profile and just
mm-hmm.
start to make use of it. make use of it.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Jaime, 20 years you've been working.
20 years, yes.
Don't knock it. Take
yes.
it.
Yes.
I mean, I was talking with Andreas earlier on, funny enough, because mm-hmm. we're talking about... So, you know, actors and, you know, how they sort of fit in. And, like, you know, you obviously know Peter O'Toole,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, sadly know. You look at the number of things that he did over the years, big, big, big movies.
Yes.
He only got nominations. He never won an Oscar in all those years.
Yeah.
But he never stopped working, you know. So
well,
you're going to get the best baddie Oscar, you know.
Well, I will tell you, I don't care. I will go ahead well, doing the baddies.
Absolutely.
And no, I think it's more interesting for me as an actor to be able to portray these characters because you can able to get into a deep level more of the constructions and you can able to put more conflicts
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
you can able mm-hmm. to dig deeper and it's very interesting. Yeah, I like to do the bad guys.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break for some music. We'll be back with Jaime and your ball in a minute. This is Freddie Mercury. You got it. It's Mr. Bad Guy.
Chasing rainbows in the sky. It's my invitation. Let's all take a trip on my ecstasy. I'm Mr. Bad Guy. Yes, I'm everybody's Mr. Bad Guy. Can't you see I'm Mr. Mercury? Hey, Mr. Bad Guy,
Mr. Bad Guy by Freddie Mercury. I tell you what, I think we'll make that your official signature tune. Now.
I will take it. Thank you. I will take it.
And I was just sort of saying there, what have you got coming up next? What's your next move? If they haven't called you for James Bond, what's the...
that would be such a nice opportunity to go back in a James Bond movie.
They'll call you. They'll go, hey, you know, Jaime, would you be our bartender?
I can do it. I'm free. I know that I remember when that edition, when the Quantum of Solace was going on and everything, there was a guy who made an interview, and I came out in a interview for a James Bond magazine. So,
oh really?
I will have to look it up and maybe write the producers or the director or the casting director and said, here I am, just in case.
But we, because I was lucky enough to sort of grow up at the start of the Bond movie.
Yes.
Of course, my favorite will always be, I guess, Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
But they've changed. I mean, it's now just another action movie.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have eccentric baddies, you know, with the cat and odd job with his bowler hat and whatever. Now it's just an action movie. We're missing all the...
We need to go back to the essence.
Because it was always a bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, some of the jokes and that. And I just feel it sort of lost its way in a way. But anyway, they've just killed him, and they're going to have another one.
Yeah.
So, it's getting one of those other programs where they just sort of hit Doctor Who, where they keep replacing everybody.
Yes.
We've just briefly listened to this because we're just talking because you're looking at bits and pieces, and I said you're on strike.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big thing, isn't it, for the industry right now?
Yes.
This is going to define what happens in the future.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I think it's a moment where it going to make a change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This have to be, it's necessary to be on this strike right now because...
I think so. I must admit, I do agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And because the future of acting... is in the balance.
It's in danger if we don't step up right now and says, hey, what's going on? And here we are, and let's make an agreement that benefit everybody, and in a right way, you know. It's a lot of things going on from the writers, from the actors, the way how we do entertainment nowadays, you know. Before, you used to go to the movies, everything have changed. Everything have changed, and after pandemic, you know, it's you gain and also you lose because now we as audience, you know, we don't need to run home and be at 8 to see our show. We decide what hours we want to
exactly,
but that is we gain that. But on the other side, no, we have a lot of plataformas, you know, and there's a lot of contenido, you know.
Yeah.
So what happened to?
Well, the thing, because with the streaming, is that, for instance, you know, I use Netflix a lot and it's Prime, but the owners of Netflix, they're getting now basically a fixed amount of money. Because it's dependent on how many people. We don't pay extra to watch a movie on Netflix. And, you know, perhaps in a way we should go back to help actors. If we want to watch them, we do pay something to watch a movie. So therefore, if you know, the more of us that watch it on TV or whatever, there's going to be that extra bit of money coming in.
Yes.
Because at the moment, I just don't see where it's going to be. Because let's say, like, you know, Netflix, because the number of subscribers they got, that's their income. Mm-hmm. And they have to sort of work within that constraint, which I think is wrong. Because they're not, if you like, getting the extra money for the number of times people are seeing it.
Yeah.
If every time you want to see it, you pay 50 cents, for argument's sake, there's a bit more money coming in, which should be used to... As I said, I think this is a make-or-break situation now for movies as we go on. I mean, I would hate to see it change, you know?
Well, I think the more the time pass, you know... that represent right. This industry works every moment work, you know. Mm-hmm. It's money in front, and one day of strike is a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, so no, this, absolutely.
This
yes.
is mm-hmm. a big mm-hmm. moment, and I think they will have to get to agreement that will benefit every part of it, you know, in a right way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Jaime, we've run out of time. I don't believe it's
gone
so quickly.
And I didn't answer you about my future.
Go on.
Well,
we can't leave you.
Okay, I have two projects going on. Mm. They're supposed to come out. Well, one of them is supposed to come out before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I was in Colombia doing a series for USA.
Oh, okay.
It's for Apple TV, and it's called The Big Cigar. And I have I appears in the sixth episode
mm-hmm.
chapter,
mm-hmm.
and well, this year I did a movie. I have a participation in a movie, a local national mm-hmm. movie mm-hmm. called Espina. So I'll be
mm-hmm.
there. So, and I continue doing casting and things. So we'll. You will hear about me a little bit more.
Yeah, you will. You know, you're more than welcome to come and chat with us anytime.
Thank you very much.
It's been really, really enjoyable talking to you, Jaime.
Thank you.
And congratulations on 20 years of continuous
work.
Thank you. That is quite something. Jaime Newball with me this morning, and that does bring us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks to Jaime once again, also to Andreas for our weekly movie review, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our production, bookings, etc., etc., and also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK. Good morning, Neil, good afternoon, rather. He gets a lot of our background information for us, the boys and girls, Cooper Grud, will keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I will not be with you tomorrow morning. No, we won't have a program tomorrow. Just reminded myself. I've been waiting well over a year and a half to go and get my American visa interview. So that's where I'll be tomorrow morning. So keep your fingers crossed. But I will be back with you Friday morning at 7 o'clock. What do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.